Now, there's been a lot of attention in Canberra on the decision by former Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce to join Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party. The MP for New England quit the National Party last month. He joins me now. Barnaby Joyce, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Welcome. Thanks for welcoming me back. It's the third ABC interview I'm doing in a row. But anyway, it's welcome ABC listeners who haven't already heard me.
Look, Barnaby, you know, as journalists, we always like as much transparency as possible, and you're providing that by chatting to us, so I do appreciate it. Look, can you tell me, what's your message today to your New England constituents? They re-elected you as a National Party candidate just 7 months ago. How are you explaining this to them?
Well, it's exactly the same question I've received the last two times from the ABC. Okay, let's go through this in part. Number one, okay?
Yep.
I am not standing for New England again. I've been saying that for quite some time. Number two, I've left a substantial amount of money in the Nationals account for them to campaign, so I think I've been fair through there. Number three, subsequent to the election, it became quite apparent that my relationship with the leadership of the National Party in the House of Representatives had irreparably broken down. That could be seen by your listeners and such things as being asked to move on for generational change. I think that's a pretty, if anybody in a relationship they were in was told that they had to move on for generational change, I don't think they'd be having to go to AI to work out exactly what that meant. That was also by just in the visual impact, you can basically say he was moved to the back corner of the parliament underneath the exit sign as a metaphorical clear statement of what they wanted you to do. And even on a puerile form, but nonetheless, it gives you another example, never given a question in about 1.5 years. I think the best way for your listeners to understand it, if you were playing for a football club and you were sitting on the reserve bench with them telling you that they wanted you to leave the club and you decided to go play football for another club in the same region, would that be an incredible insult? It's not as if I've resigned to go to the Labor Party or to the Greens. I'm on the same side of the political fence, and I think that explains it about as best I can. If it's hurt people, I apologise deeply, but if you want to continue on in politics and serve your nation, it was the most efficacious way to do it.
Are you taking those moves that have put you on the back bench and, you know, seated out on the edge of the parliamentary benches, are you taking that too personally? I mean, Michael McCormack is likewise being put to the back bench, and he doesn't feel the need to switch parties.
He's actually further in than I am. I'm at the very edge. I'm in the ejector seat. Okay? Make no mistake about it. Go to Eclipse, have a look.
So if you were one seat further over, would that have been different?
No, I'm just saying it's quite apparent what this means. And you know, I have to make a decision about what's the most effective way to look after, number one, those who have a laser-like focus on, which is the people of New England. I did this announcement in New England.
But you can do that from the backbench. I mean, backbenches do good work representing their constituents.
The most effective way to do this. Obviously, if you want to get the other alternative, of course, was just to resign from Parliament. To be quite frank, I think that's what people wanted.
You're not done, though.
No, I'm not. Absolutely not. As I've said, I'm 58, not 85. And there is more work to do. I believe, number one, something that I'll say to you as I have to read on ABC stable this morning, the fact that we have the intermittent power swindle, putting wind towers, solar panels, transmission lines for the benefit, not of your listeners, but of billionaires, domestic billionaires, tiny state-owned organisations, overseas multinationals, which is putting up the price of your power and doing nothing for the climate is an outrage. And the more we can do to basically bring daylight to this and to basically bring a better standard of living by reducing the cost of electricity to your listeners is a good thing. All they're doing at the moment is they're covering up their swindle by basically inferring a sense of guilt on your listeners that if you don't agree with them ripping you off, you're somehow a bad person who doesn't believe in climate change.
All right, Barnaby. Well, I appreciate you speaking to us as well as our other ABC colleagues this morning. We'll leave it there and let you get on with your day. Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Barnaby Joyce there, the now One Nation MP for the seat of New England, talking to us.